Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
It's Daniel Bard. It's
Steve Aoki.
There's Salt Lamakia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball
isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
I woke up this morning and I thought, who is the perfect person to talk to? It's the person who, in the only time in my life, I will be sitting side by side getting a tattoo with, Joseph Kelly. You ready?
I've been ready, bro.
All right. Mr. Cartoon, if you're listening, clear out the chairs. Ready, roll. Tattoos are coming. So,
have you talked to him?
I've been trying. We're gonna get there.
Cartoon, let's go, man.
I may need your celebrity status to help with that process. Hey. So, congratulations.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, congratulations. So first off, how was the parade? You've done this is your second parade.
Yep.
How was it?
It was fun, man. It was a blast. The city was on fire. It was more people than I thought. It was a short parade. It was only 1.2 miles, but for the amount of people that were there for 1.2 miles, it was incredible. The nice thing was is there was less beers thrown at people, so no one really got hurt, except for one person got hit in the head. Daniel Hudson's wife, what a way to go out for retirement.
Oh, Daniel Hudson's wife got hit in the head with a beer?
Smoked, dude. Right in the noggin. Huge, bleeding, huge lump. She wore like a wrap, dude. But she was a trooper. She powered through the parade and then went to Mookie's World Series party at his house. She powered through and made it through the whole day.
Ooh, well, you just opened the door. How was Mookie's party?
I also caught one. I didn't go. We have this is serious time, bro. This is 2-9 and under football teams tackled. None of that weak ass flag shit. 2-9-0 teams matching up. Two teams that hate each other. Two teams that parents almost get in fights. Here in Fontana, California versus the Rancho Cucamonga Panthers. Super Bowl Sunday, games at 12. Hopefully Knox could stick his helmet into some kid's neck, put him on the ground, you know. I'm not saying put him in the hospital, but I want my 9-year-old to freaking run through another 9-year-old and make that little bastard cry.
Max
and Mr. Cartoon, I want a tattoo, baby.
Yeah, come on. There's some goals in life. You want. There's three things that you wanted in life.
I want my kid to make another kid cry.
You want your kid to perfectly form tackle and lay out another kid in football.
Yeah. Stick his helmet right in their chest.
Okay, exactly, and not get penalized. You want to win a World Series, and you want a baseballs and boring tattoo from Mr. Carson.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
This is a chance for the Kelly household to become champs, dude, in the same exact week.
Ooh.
Two champions.
Wow.
Knox Kelly celebrated on the parade, dude. He was dancing. He was hyped. He's having a good time, and he's actually kind of nervous about today because there's a lot of people coming. He's like, buddy, just play your game, man. He's like, what if I miss a tackle? I was like, don't worry. Just freaking hurt somebody, catch a touchdown pass. He plays all the positions. Don't worry about who was coming to watch you, but I was like, hey, you guys won't get a parade, but we're going to a pizza party after this. We gotta win. We gotta win.
What's better, a World Series parade or a pizza party? B, pizza party.
100% pizza party after the World Series parade. So both in 1 week.
So I can't believe you didn't go to Mookie's party. Speaking of pizza.
No, dude, we had a walkthrough, man. We had a freaking walkthrough. We can't slack. This is the last game of the year.
All right. Okay.
I mean,
All right.
It is what it is, you know. We got bigger and better things to do. World Series is done. We won. We celebrated. And now it's Knox's time to become a freaking Super Bowl champ.
All right. Will you give yourself another opportunity to win another World Series?
Good question. It's up in the air. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe I want to come on this podcast and just say this for one reason only. You know how skinny I am? And you're going to air this anyways, huh? But I don't give a shit. I want to say that I'm retired just so I could take steroids and become freaking massive. But then really come back, you know what I mean? And then fight everybody. Just anabolic roid rage.
I'm gonna
give myself another chance to play.
So you're not retired. You're not retired. You're not retiring.
Nope.
Okay. All right.
But I am, just so I can take steroids and become a fucking unit.
Yeah. That's down the road. You're gonna have to wait.
Hey, MLB's gonna come drug test me tomorrow after you air this, huh?
Joe Kelly colon. I am waiting to.
Joe Kelly's throwing 109 miles an hour at 225 pounds. Dead giveaway. I'm on the sauce, and I just admitted it on national podcasting TV.
Yeah, it doesn't hold up in court.
It doesn't.
So you're not retiring. Talk to me about the mystery that was you going through the postseason and then where you ultimately landed.
What do you mean where I landed?
What was going to happen if you won another game?
Oh, I was going to be probably most likely healthy enough to have the chance to pitch in the postseason, like game 6 or game 7 if needed. But I was throwing bullpens. My last two bullpens, I was throwing 94 in my bullpens, which is pretty great. Obviously, you know, it's hard. That's even when I'm 100% healthy, that's my max effort in a bullpen. I hit 94. It's kind of hard to throw hard in a bullpen, but I was throwing 92, 94, throwing my breaking ball, 22 pitches each bullpen. So I was ready to go. That's for sure.
All right. But that was a process throughout the postseason. That was through grit, guile, and hard work.
And the magic hands of the Dodgers training staff.
Yeah, the magic hands of the Dodgers training staff.
And shout out to the Electron Plus.
Yeah, what is... Yeah, can we talk about this thing that cured you?
No, we don't have time, dude. We have Super Bowl in freaking 10 minutes.
All right, that's another time. We're going to have to... Yeah. So going through the World Series, like this is, as I said, as I built you up before about being such a positive influence on so many people. But you were in the middle of it. And one of the things that, like, I didn't realize was how much the Yankees were chirping.
Were they?
Yeah.
I don't know. I was in the bullpen.
I know.
I didn't know that. That's funny. That's cute.
By the way, speaking of which, yeah, so if you don't know it, then I'll let others talk about it. But this is to say, after game 3, there was a lot of chirping going on. But you got a lot. I know that you're not on social media, but your wife is, so she probably told you. Holy mackerel.
She hasn't told me anything. Holy mackerel, what?
You know the interview we did on the field?
Oh, yeah.
The curse of Fat Joe?
Yeah, and they got bad ball.
Yeah, the Yankees, yeah. Yankees.
Yeah, sloppy. Yeah. Everyone knows that.
Yeah, Yankees baseball. So... The curse of Fat Joe, by the way, I haven't told you this.
What happened?
Curse of Fat Joe t-shirts in production right now.
Really?
Yeah.
So, we're just making Fat Joe famous again, aren't we? We're making him relevant.
But that people love that. People loved it.
I love it. I love it.
And then within that comment, you said you played Yankees bait. So did you guys know? Was that sort of the
Absolutely.
Thing?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We were saying every single game, just let them throw the ball to the infield. They can't make a play. I mean, you saw Shohei got an extra base going to third on sloppy Glaber play. It's well known. We all knew. I mean, we're the Dodgers. We know every little detail. But I mean, past that, it was a fun series. I mean, they almost snagged a couple wins. You know what I mean? But I mean, if it was like NFL, I mean, sorry, if it was like the NCAA, like basketball, baseball, hockey, or football. I mean, like it was just a mismatch from the get go. Like we had a playoff re-ranking. Like they might be ranked eighth or ninth best playoff team. You know what I mean? Like you're putting the Padres ahead of them. You're putting the Phillies ahead of them. You're putting the Mets ahead of them. You're putting the Braves ahead of them, and the Braves just got unlucky because they had to play that doubleheader. You're putting, I mean, the Guardians played like crap, but the Guardians played better baseball around. Like it was just a complete mismatch, and it was kind of the same feeling from 2018 when we had to go play the Dodgers. Like the Red Sox were just the way better team. So all we knew is that we just had to play regular Dodger baseball. We didn't have to play out of our butts. We didn't have to do anything crazy, and we were going to win the World Series. It's facts. Like just look at the team, look at the talent. Re-rank the teams, and they're ranked eighth, and they played against the number one seed. So, but like I said, everyone knew. We go through numerous scouting reports, videos, like, hey, look at this, is a sloppy play. Like, I mean, we pay attention to every single detail. You know, we have a lot of big superstars in our clubhouse, but the superstars also care and aren't lazy and play hard. So that's the difference and the biggest separator.
So when you guys sit down, you beat the Mets. And you sit down, a scouting report, everyone's just saying, come on.
Make them play baseball. It's what I tell Knox's 9U travel team. Like, kick the ball around, you're going to lose a game. You know, you don't do little things right, you're going to lose a game. And it goes all the way up to the big leagues. All right, dude, I got to run. So.
Well, all right, well, hold on. I want to say goodbye. All right? I want to say good luck to you.
Yeah.
Good luck to you and Knox and Mr. Cartoon. Get it done.
We need tats. Let's go, Cartoon.
Peace out. All right.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.